Objective: type 2 diabetes is a prevalent metabolic disorder strongly associated with obesity and physical inactivity, and is often accompanied by alterations in hepatokines such as FetUNA. While physical activity has been proposed as a potential modulator of FetUNA, comparative evidence across different exercise modalities remains limited. This study aimed to compare the effects of 12 weeks of aerobic exercise and yoga on serum FetUNA levels in obese women with type 2 diabetes. Methods and materials. In this quasi-experimental study with a pretest-postest control group design, 30 middle-aged women with type 2 diabetes were randomly assigned to aerobic training, yoga, or control groups. The exercise interventions were performed 3 times per week for 12 weeks. Aerobic training was conducted at 60-70% of maximum heart rate, while the yoga program consisted of supervised postures, breathing exercises, and meditation. Fasting blood samples were collected before and after the intervention. Serum FetUNA was defined as the primary outcome, while anthropometric indices, fasting blood glucose, and insulin resistance, HOMA-IR, were considered secondary outcomes. Findings: after 12 weeks, serum FetUNA levels showed a modest reduction in both the aerobic exercise and yoga groups compared with the control group. However, these changes were not statistically significant. Group times time interaction, p0.05. No significant between-group differences were observed for secondary outcomes, including body weight, body fat percentage, fasting glucose, or HOMA-IR. Conclusion: 12 weeks of aerobic exercise or yoga did not produce statistically significant changes in serum FetUNA or other metabolic markers in obese women with type 2 diabetes. Although a non-significant downward trend in FetUNA was observed, these findings should be interpreted cautiously. Aerobic exercise and yoga appear to be safe and feasible lifestyle options, but larger and longer-term studies are required to determine whether these interventions can induce clinically meaningful metabolic adaptations.